say with this. In Tosfos. Tosfos knows the case of the Gemara, case of Rabbi Rashi, is that he has besides the Pasukim of the Korah, which cannot be Bitzer, there's also a Shleima. There's also a Shleima there. And even though the Chayyur, if there's a Shleima, so Shleima, there's a mile of Shleima. It says everybody agrees there's a mile of Shleima. Tosfos says, yeah, but Rabbi Rashi holds that the Chaviv or Chaviv is at least, doesn't say actually where it's Chaviv Vodav, it says Chaviv is just as good. So Chaviv is also a mile of. So even though there's a mile of Shleima, there's also a mile of Chaviv. So therefore, Rabbi Rashi holds, he doesn't have to make the bracha on the Shleima, despite the mile of Shleima, because he has the Pastuma, is Chaviv, so he makes the bracha on the Chaviv. Had there not, if not for the issue of Chaviv, then Rabbi Rashi would agree that there's certainly a mile of the Shleima. But Chaviv trumps the mile of Shleima. So we had a question. So how does the Gemara know that it's not like a b'chia? The Gemara says, "Pliga de b'chia," because the b'chia says you have to be b'tzeiyah b'seifah bracha. What's the raya? Yeah, you have to be b'tzeiyah b'seifah bracha when you only have one bread. So there's no chaviv. This is the bread you want to eat. So the Shaz went to be b'tzeiyah. It should be b'tzeiyah b'seifah bracha. It'll be shalom till the end of the bracha, or so you'll have a b'tzeiyah. Whatever the reason is, should be b'tzeiyah b'seifah bracha. But when you have a chaviv, maybe your b'chia agrees to your b'chia b'rashi that chaviv is more important. Chaviv trumps everything else. So yesterday, I said a malach that Tosfos holds that out there we saw in the Rosh also that tzia is a din by itself. There's a din tzia. Shalom is just a mile in the bracha. There's a mile to make a bracha on Shivas Hamim. There's a mile to make a bracha on the Chaviv. There's a mile to make a bracha on the Shleima. But then there's a different issue altogether. There's a din tzia, and that you see in Rav Chia says you should be betzei at the end of the bracha. At the end of the bracha, why do we say at the end of the bracha? We say after the bracha, like mechates at the end of the bracha. If you see in Rav Chia that they said din b'tzia, the bracha should be said on b'tzia. B'tzia sabas. It's like part of the matbei of the bracha that should be said on b'tzia sabas. So that has nothing to do. That's a vada more important than dinei k'dima. Dinei k'dima in brachas, you have two things in front of you. You should make a bracha on the shleima rather than the ein shleima. But it doesn't lack in the matbei of the bracha if you make a bracha not on the shleima. If you have the two fruits, one is Shiva Seminim, one is not, you make a bracha on the Shiva Seminim. It doesn't lack in the bracha of Abayi Preetz if you make it on an apple. But B'tzia is part of the Medbeya bracha. So if you have an opportunity to make Hamaytzi with the B'tzia, how do you have to make Hamaytzi with the B'tzia? It's according to Rav Chia, Hamaytzi should be said with the B'tzia. So you certainly wouldn't make the bracha on the Pasnula, even if it's Chaviv, if you have the possibility of making the bracha. Because that's not really the Medbeya, how Hamaytzi ought to be said. It ought to be said with the B'tzia Sapas. So therefore says in the Gemara, pliga de Rav Chia, it must be that Rav Chia Barashi doesn't have this concept of that the matbeya brachas they have to be b'tzeiya. That's a chiddush of Rav Chia, and that tukka does not jive with Rav Chia Barashi. That's the mahalach I wanted to say in Tosfos. So that means there's a problem. There's a problem because how do we understand the Hasaga of Rava? Jonathan Boxer asked me this question. I had the question before, but give credit where credit is due. Jonathan Boxer, he's texting me the question also. How do we understand the Hasaga of Rava? Rava asks in Rav Chia, he says, you shouldn't. Why are you making the B'siyah at the end of the Bracha? Rava says you should make the B'siyah after the Bracha. The Lashon of Rava is that just Maishna, that you don't make a bracha on the tsnuma. So making a bracha at the end of the bracha, that's like making the bracha on the tsnuma. Because ki kal kal your bracha when the bracha is finished, the maisa you have a pusa. So Rava's attack on Rav Chia is that making a bracha, making the tsia at the end of the bracha, is tantamount to making a bracha on the tsnuma, where there's no tsia at all. L'chora, the fi the hesper that I said in Rav Chia, Rava's argument is very hard to understand. What's the comparison? When you make Hamaytzi on a Tznuma, you're not doing a Maisa B'tzia. When you make the B'tzia at the end of the Bracha, you're doing a Maisa B'tzia. And that's the Matbei of the Bracha, there should be a Maisa B'tzia. Rava could ask a different question. The Maisa B'tzia could be satisfied by doing the B'tzia after the Bracha. So better to do it after the Bracha, at least you'll have the Mile of Shlema also till the end of the Bracha. If that would have been Rava's, if Rava would have said it in that lashon, Rav would have said to Rav Chiya, yes, Rav Chiya, I agree with you. There's a din that you have to do a Maisa B'tziyah. But for the Maisa B'tziyah, you could do the Maisa B'tziyah after the bracha. That'll be better. Because then you'll also have the mile of making a bracha and a shleimah. So, why not do it that way? But that's not what Rav said. Rav's lashon is Maishnot Snuba. That making the B'tziyah at the end of the bracha is like not doing a B'tziyah at all. Why should that be? At the end of the day, I did do a p'tzir. It's not a p'tzir if it's not on the shlema. Even if it's not on the shlema, you see by a Pesach, we make a p'tzir on a, I don't have to go to do those sugars, but the p'shuta, you can have a p'tzir even on a shlema. You see Pesach, right? I did the p'tzir on the prusa also. So, Rav says so, it's very hard to understand. The way Rav says it. Bishlama, let's say, Lefi, the Rosh is Malach. I don't want to confuse matters too much. But if we can get back into it for a second, the Rosh is Malach, that the Rosh learns Pshat in the Gemara, that you need a Maisa B'tziyah, but everybody agrees you need a Maisa B'tziyah, but Rav Chiya Bar Ashi held that the Maisa B'tziyah could be before the Bracha, since it's the Sarech HaBracha. And Rav Chiya says, no, the Maisa B'tziyah has to be during the Bracha. So then the Lashon Rav is very good. He said, Rav says to Rav Chiya, just like you agree that you can't do the snima, you can't do the betziah, because according to the Rosh, the snima, the crumbling it up, is happening l'shem bracha right before the bracha. You're tsaimim it, you're mafire it to l'tzarech habracha. So Rav says, well, just like Rav Chiya, you agree that Rav Chiya Barashi is wrong. You can't be tsaimim it before the bracha. Because then by the time you get to the bracha, it's already batsua, and that's not called, the psiya can't be before the bracha, even if it's tzarecha bracha, can't be before the bracha. So I don't think it could even be in the middle of the bracha. Because at the end of the day, by the end of the bracha, it's already tzonim, and the bracha should be before the snima. Okay, so I hear what snuma has to do with anything. But according to Taisus, the way I want to say in Taisus, the din of, according to Taisus, past snuma is a past that was tzonim, not being tzaynim now. According to Taisus, the case is, that's b'chala, major difference between Taisus and the Rosh. The Rosh learns, past tzumah b'kar means I have a whole bread that I want to be tzaynim. And I could be tzaynim and now l'tzarech habrach. And there's no other bread on the table. And according to Taisus, no. The past tzumah means I have a bread, I have crumbs that come to me, it's already crumbled up, not l'tzarech habrach. They present me with these toasted crumbs. And then there's also a past shleima on the table. And the Shal is, which one to make the bracha on? So Chiya Barash says, you make the bracha on the tznumah, on the crumbs, on the crumbled up bread, because that's chaviv. So Zev Chiya, yeah, but then you don't have a maisa b'tziyah, so you should make the bracha on the shleimah, because you have a maisa, then you'll have a maisa b'tziyah. Because you have to do a maisa b'tziyah at the end of the bracha. So what does Rava say? Maish not tznumah, just like you can't make a bracha on the crumbs, just like you shouldn't make a bracha on the crumbs, because then you're not going to have a b'tziyah. So don't make the bracha on the, don't make the b'tziyah in the middle of the bracha either. What's the comparison? B'tziyah in the middle of the bracha, at least I had a b'tziyah. Yeah, not a psiyah and a shleima. Maybe you're right, it's not a psiyah and a shleima, but at least it's a psiyah. So very hard to understand. What's the lashon of Rava here? Yeah.
If we say what I was kind of trying to allude to Rabbi after Shir the other day, mm-hmm. that there's a betziah, there could still be a betziah in these pirurim, which I think is matched a little bit in the lashon of Tosfos, that he says could go in the cases shabbat samina hatsnuma instead of being botzimim from the shleima. So then what Rav Chiya was saying is that, no, there's an extra maila to being botzea in a shalim rather than just being regularly botzea. And then Rava's hasaga makes perfect sense. Because he's saying, yeah, no, then it's just like Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, that it's just a shrach of betzea. You need to wait till after the bracha to make
it. And I said, how's going to be another Rav Chiya? So I don't really think that could be betzea. But then how's going to be another Rav Chiya's chalik and Rav Chiya Bar Ashi in the first place? Chiya Barashi says that since it's chavim, you can do the b'tziyah in the small pieces. And Rav Chiya says you do a b'tziyah at the end of the bracha. There's no steer between. Gemara says pligad Rav Chiya. Where's the pligad Rav Chiya? So the whole mahalach presumes that according to Rav Chiya, there's a dim b'tziyah, so you can't make the bracha on the pasnuma, because on the pasnuma you're not going to have a b'tziyah. So I think one possibility is to say, like I said at the end of the shiur last time, that with in the Rif, maybe there's a mahalach to say that in a chenami, Rava doesn't have a din b'tziyah. That's good for that. Rava's taka coming from a Rava's chelak and Rav Chiya's premise. Rav Chiya holds there's a din b'tziyah, and that din betziyah you should do at the end of the bracha, take simultaneous with the bracha. And Rav doesn't think this is din betziyah. Rav just thinks that you should cut the bread up. He doesn't think this is din betziyah. So he thought that Rav Chiya meant you should be betziyah at the end of the bracha, so it should be a shleima. So he says it'll be more shleima if you wait till after the bracha. That's what he said on the riff, because the riff is mashma, the way we have the yes in the riff, that lemaskana Rava could stim with Rav Chiya Barashi. How could Rava stim with Rav Chiya Barashi? If he doesn't even stim with Rav Chiya, so how could he stim with Rav Chiya? How could he stim with Rava? Is even further than Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya says you have to be would say at the end of the bracha. Rava says you have to be would say after the bracha. It's even more machmir. So how does if Rav Chiya Barashi, who says you could make a bracha and pasnuma and crumble that bread, is not like Rav Chiya, so he's certainly not like Rava. Some Rishonim say Beferish. The Rifa says that Beferish. If Rava is not like Rav Chiya, is not even like Rav Chiya, he's certainly not like. If Rav Chiya Barashi is not like Rav Chiya, he's certainly not like Rava. But do we have the guess in the Riv that the halacha is like Rava and the halacha is like Rav Chiya Barashi? So, in the Riv, we say a mahalacha on these lines. Rav Chiya says you're Beitseya in the middle of the bracha. Why are you Beitseya in the middle of the bracha? It's not going to be a shlema. By the time you get to the end of the bracha, it's not going to be a shlema. What's the point? Why would we want you to be betzei in the middle of the bracha? Better be betzei after the bracha. Maskes Rav Chiya holds that the part of the matbei of the bracha is to be betzei while you're making the bracha. That's a vada against Rav Chiya Barashi. And Rav is chaylik on the whole premise. Rav says, no, there's no teres, there's no matbei of bracha that you have to be betzei. You should make a bracha and a shlema. So making a bracha and a shlema, says Rav, the same way you have a choice between a shlema and crumbs, the same way you don't make a bracha and a pasnuma if you have a choice, you make a bracha and a shlema. So even when, every time you make a bracha, wait, what are you gonna be, why are you being betzei at the end of the bracha? You're not going to have a shlema. Better to make the betzei after the bracha, so you'll have a shlema. And he disagrees with the whole notion that this such a thing is a ma'aseh betzei. So that could be a malach. Maybe we could learn up Tosfos al derech the. We can learn up Rava in Tosfos al derech liruf. However, could be there's a whole different malach available in Tosfos. Not like I said the other day. Less fancy mahalach, and maybe it'll stem better in Lashonis Taisus also. But for that, we need to preface the Ritva. You have Ritva's fantasy inside. So the Ritva begins, I'm not going to read everything inside. The Ritva begins with the same grade as all the other Rishonim begin. What's the case of here? Manashach. If all you have is pasnuma, all you have is crumbled up bread, so if I didn't make a mitzi, let's go before, if it's Yosef, if Sheshus, you can make a broch even a brochus mikazayit. Elamai, you have a shlema, so if you have a shlema, shlema adif. So a man adonai, what's the case of Chiya Barashi? The same. The wind up is the same that we saw in Taisus and the Rosh and all the Rishayim. Says the Ritva, the case is, there's no shlema here. If there'll be a shlema, then you make a bracha on the shlema. Shlema is a vada adif. Not like places. There's a shlema, but chaviv is a trumpsa. There's no shlema. But what there is are big pieces that are betzeiable. The pasnuma, you can't be betzeia. It's too small. It's pisim tkanim. It's crumbled. It's crumbs. It's small pieces that you cannot be betzeia. And that's in the car. In the car, you have these crumbled into the car. But on the table, there's slices of bread. There's big pieces of bread. There's what he calls pshisim gdolim. That those you could be betzeia. So he said, like, is that so? Rav Chiya Barashi says, once there's not a shlema, the lashon of the Ritva is Rav Chiya Barashi holds that right, I'm like George Washington, I have to take off my glasses to read. Kamashun Rav Chiya Barabba, Dimrotzim Mavarach Ala Ptisim Tanim Shibakar. You can make the brocha on the crumbs, and the Ptisim Tanim. Afagat Isa Ptisim Dalim, even though there are big pieces, Kamun Daleka Shlemim, but since there's no Shlemim, so Leishna Ben Ptisim Dalim Lektanim. So then I don't distinguish between big pieces and small pieces. You have to be shalom, so you have to go to the shalom. But if there's no shalom anyway, then there's no reason to differentiate between ptisim tanim and ptisim gedolim. Then it's right away there's a question. Isn't there a mile of gadol? Marna Mitbeis says that the term in butzel gadol is a mile in a gadol. himself doesn't address that. Some of the answer is, the sum of the answer is that the ritva holds, it's machlekes Rashi and Tosfos on the base. What's the mila of a big onion? Is the mila of a big onion that it's big, or is the mila of a big onion that it's sweet? Tosfos holds that it's sweet. Could be the ritva holds like Tosfos. The mila of a big onion is that it's sweet. There's no mila of gadol per se. Okay, anyway, it belongs to the base. But I'm just pointing out now. What it says in ritva is the Rav Chiya Barashim says once there's no sholem, so what's the difference? Big crumbs, little crumbs. Crumbs are crumbs. Pieces are pieces. Pieces, I mean, I guess pieces, not crumbs. But pieces are pieces. Small pieces, big pieces. It's all the same thing. So therefore, you might as well make the bracha on the small pieces. There's no advantage to making the bracha on the big pieces. Came with the lek of sholem, so leishna doesn't make a difference. Says the Gemara. But that's not Rav Chiya. Because Rav Chiya says that there's an inyan to be Betzeah. You should be Betzeah, but Sefer Bracha. There's an inyan to be Betzeah. So if there's an inyan to be Betzeah, you should make the Bracha on the big pieces that you could be Betzeah, and not on the small pieces that you can't be Betzeah. So that's the plig of the Rav Chiya. So that's step one. Right away, you see in the Ritva that there's a certain mila to b'tzia, like a special mila to b'tzia. B'tzia is not just a way that the bread should remain sholem till after the bracha or something. Because here there's no sholem anyway, and big pieces and small pieces are all the same thing. So, and yet the Gemara says that according to Rav Chiya that there's a din to be b'tzia b'sefer bracha. You could have said maybe shatan Rav Chiya, you should be b'tzia b'sefer bracha, so that the bread should be sholem till the end. That's a varna pshat. He said, what does that have to do with the Rechir Barashi? What does that do with the Rechir Barashi? Rechir Barashi is saying, there's no Shlema, so Leishna Gdolim, Leishna Gdolim. Rechir says that when you have a whole bread, you should be Betzei at the end in order to preserve the Shlema. Apparently not, though. Apparently Rechir is a Din Betzei. And the Gemara says, well, if it's a Din Betzei, then Gdolim come before Tanim. Richard doesn't speak out. And what did Rav Chiya Barashi hold? Does he not hold as a din b'tzia at all? That's what you have to say. Rav Chiya Barashi holds there's no din b'tzia at all. He disagrees that there's this concept of b'tzia that you have to be b'tzia. B'chor, that's what it has to be. So far, actually sounds very similar to Tosfos. That it's not exactly like Tosfos. Tosfos holds there is a sholem, but chaviv odiv, and the Ritva says there is no sholem, so mela there's no mile of sholem because there's no because leishna gdolim leishna ktanim as long as there's no sholem. But the setup is basically that Rav Chiya Barashi is not interested, doesn't care about p'tziyah, so he only cares about ktim and brachas and so leishna gdolim leishna ktanim. So you might as well make the bracha on the pasnum of bekara, and Rav Chiya and the Gemara says no, but it's not like Rav Chiya because Rav Chiya says it didn't p'tziyah. It sounds very much like it's going to be like Tosfos, which is going to get us into the same problem that we had in Tosfos. How are you going to learn Rava? So then, what's Rava's Hasaga? How do you learn Rava? What's Rava's Hasaga? I mean, Rava says being Betzei at the end of the bracha is like a Pasasuma. What's the comparison? Pasasuma, there's no Betzei. Being Betzei at the end of the bracha, at least he had a Betzei. So the Ritva. He's marach a little bit in Rava. First, he says, "Upliga der Chiya Barabba." The Amar Tzorach Shetich Lebrochem Apas. Birushim Sias Apas. Hilchach Tisim Doylem De Efshel Mitzvu Odef. Rav Chiya Barashi. Before Rava, Rav Chiya Barashi is against it. Rav Chiya Barashi is against Rav Chiya. Because Rav Chiya says you have to be betzeya b'sefer bracha. So if you have to be betzeya, so then you should use the pesisim dolim, the big pieces that you can be betzeya, not the little pieces that can't be betzeya. But I want to point out something, which is that the girsa of the ritva is upliga de Rav Chiya Barabba. Upliga de Rav Chiya Barabba. Now the Gemara says upliga de Rav Chiya. Here you apparently have the girsa of the Gemara. It's not Rav Chiya bar Ashi against Rav Chiya. It's Rav Chiya bar Ashi against Rav Chiya bar Abba. It's going to matter. It's going to matter. It's going to matter. You'll see in a second. But I'm flagging you right now. Then he says, Maskif L'Rava. Then he comes to Rava. Maskif L'Rava. Rava Esten of Chil. Chil Bar Abba in his text. Maskif L'Rava. Maishnat Stuma Deloi. Kichi Kakali Brocha. Brocha Pusa Kakalio. Yochi Shleim Anami. Kikali Brocha Pusa Kakalio. Says the Ritva. Here's good eye to see inside. If you can. Pirsh. Rava Askif Lahai Taimad of Chil Bar Abba. Rava is arguing on Chil Bar Abba. The Kaven to Islay the Kalya Brochim and Mapsil. Since Rav Chiya Bar Abba says that you should make Chiya Bar Abba by Yasser Chiya, Rav Chiya Bar Abba says that you should be betzei at the end of the brachos that is Kalya Brochim and Mapsil. Lavdinu lafusha klal ben snuma de ptisim tanim. Dole eshele mifzibahu. Leptisim doilim de eshele le mifzo. Then why should we distinguish between small ptisim that you can't be betzei? And big pieces that you could be betzeya, the maishnot snuma deloy. Why can't you make a bracha and pass snuma on small pieces? Because when the bracha is finished, it's just small pieces. So ptisim doylim nami. So big pieces too. Vatilu pashleim or even a sholem for that matter. The came with the armid tzorch tichle bracha mapas. Because since you say that you make the psi at the end of the bracha, gemar bracha miyase pusa asi. At the end of the day, the bracha is chalan a pusa. Because really the time is the lashon of is shleima, but we don't need shleima. It's even tisim gdolim. Even tisim gdolim that not has to lay a reed and elab be passed pusa. We're not talking about a shleima. We're talking about big pieces and small pieces. So why did Rava in his lashon say shleima? Right? He said yochi shleima nami. We're not talking about a shleima. We're talking about big pieces and small pieces. But he says, Ravusa, even by a shlema, there's no point in being betzeya at the end. By time in a chibur abba, lab time of tritzi, I feel a shlema gufa my mahanilo. Even in a shlema, it wouldn't help us if we're going to cut it up at the end. Lufa my time of the safe safe, my bracha pusu, the vishas tasnum bracha in a pashlema. So first of all, this is very strange things going on in this lashon. Before we get to the lumbus rava. Our big problem. First, this, the problem in the lashon of the Ritva. L'chayra, the way the Ritva presents Rava is saying to Rav Chiya, what he calls him Rav Chiya Barava, we'll call him Rav Chiya meanwhile, just not to confuse him with Rav Chiya Barashi. So Rav Chiya, we'll use the Rav Chiya. But bear in mind, it's Rav Chiya Barava. So Rava said to Rav Chiya, If you're gonna do the Messiah at the end of the bracha already, then why are you distinguishing between big pieces and small pieces? A Messiah at the end of the bracha and a big piece is like making a bracha and a small piece. You might as well make the bracha and the small piece. That's what he says. You might as well make the bracha and the small piece. Why are you making the bracha and the big piece? Make the bracha and the small piece. Then he adds, the Lashon Rava was Shleima Nami. What do you mean Shleima? We're not talking about a shleima. We're talking about big pieces and small pieces. The thrust of Rava's question is: if you're being betzei b'sefer bracha, why make the bracha on the big piece? You might as well make the bracha on the small piece, because either way, kikakalya bracha pusa kakalya. That's the words of the Ritva. So l'chayr, this is a problem. I'm shocked. Rav Chiya wasn't talking about big pieces. He wasn't talking about small pieces. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi was talking about pasnum v'kar, big pieces, small pieces. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi made the bracha on the small pieces. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi was dealing with pasnum v'kar. Rav Chiya just said a halacha how you make tziyah. When you make hamotzi, when a person makes hamotzi, how is he b'tziyah? So says tzarich shetech lebracha mapas. Rav Chiya said that. Generally speaking, it has nothing to do. He's not talking about pasnum v'kar. He's saying halachim tziyah is you make the tziyah at the end of the bracha. So Rava should say to him, "There's no point in making the tziyah at the end of the bracha. Making a tziyah at the end of the bracha is like making a bracha without any tziyah at all, or making a bracha on crumbs." But the lashon of the Ritva is, if you're going to make the betziah at the end of the bracha, then why are you making the betziah on the big pieces? You might as well make them on the small pieces. And then he gets into trouble, but the Rava uses the lashon of shleima. So shleima lav dafka, he meant big pieces, because we're talking about big pieces. Who's talking about big pieces? Who says Rav Chiya was talking about big pieces? Rav Chiya was talking about a shleima. Rav Chiya is saying a regular case, person's presented with the bread, normally speaking, presented with the whole piece of bread, and you're making a bracha, and he says you make a bracha, you make the psi at the end of the bracha. Kilu, somehow it's mashma in the ritva. And I'm not dealing that with lumbus, it's mashma dealing that right now with pshat. It's mashma in the ritva that he thought that Rav Chiya is talking about a person making a bracha on a big piece. And he says, if you're going to be betzei at the end of the bracha, why are you making the bracha on the big piece? You might as well make the bracha on the small piece. And then the ritva is mislabit. He says, but the lashon rov is shleima. Rav Chiya is not talking about a shleima, he's talking about tisim dolim. He says, yeah, nechrami, it's lav dafka. Why is it lav dafka? Rava and Rav Chiya had a dial, and Rava never saw Rav Chiya, but Rava was addressing Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya is saying a halacha. It's a self-contained. Rav Chiya is a self-contained member. You say a sefer bracha, and Rava is attacking Rav Chiya. He's also not dealing with pastum of a car. Rava and Rav Chiya, they're talking about hilchas brachas. It's the Gemara connects it to Rav Chiya Barashi that is plikat Rav Chiya, but it's not like Rav Chiya Barashi. But Rav Chiya himself was saying a halacha that you say a sefer bracha. He could be talking about a shleima for that matter. And Rava says, why are you doing it that way? At the end of the day, then by the time you finish the bracha, it's not going to be a shleima anymore. You might as well make a bracha on crumbs. Like your betziah is pointless. Again, the lumbus we'll deal with in a minute. But I just want to right now deal with the pshat. So, what's going on? It's mashma very much in the ritva that the ritva learned up that Rav Chiya himself is talking about pastum b'bakar. So where do you get that from? I think the answer is Pashut. The Ritva is Lashitasa. That he's not Geiris Rav Chiya. He's Geiris Rav Chiya Bar Abba. It's a very big difference. Rav Chiya Bar Abba was a contemporary of Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. Rav Chiya is Kemata Tana. Rav Chiya was like a transition between the Tanoim and the Amoraim. Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, they're already later Amoraim, like Dor Shlishi of the Amoraim. So Rav Chiya can never have been talking to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. But Rav Chiya Bar Abba could have been talking to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. The Ritva learned that it was a dialogue between Rav Chiya Bar Ashi and Rav Chiya Bar Abba. That when the Gemara says a pliga de Rav Chiya, it's not that the Gemara is connecting the dots. Do we have a member for Rav Chiya on the books and a member of Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, and they don't jive? No, this was a discussion, an argument between Rav Chiya Bar Ashi and Rav Chiya Bar Abba. We're sitting together in the Beis Medrash. And Rav Chiya Bar Abba said that pastum v'bakara, you have big pieces and small pieces. You can make the bracha on the small pieces because since there's not a shalom here anyway, so there's no you might as well make the bracha on the small pieces. And Rav Chiya Bar Abba said to him, "No, that's not right. You have to make the bracha on the big pieces because tzorich shetichle brachim apas. You have to be but say at the end of the bracha, and on small pieces you're not going to be able to do it. So therefore you have to make the bracha on the big pieces." But Rav Chiya Bar Abba, who said Tzorech Shetich LeBrochem Apas, was talking about the case of big pieces and small pieces. The same case as Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. So that's all different Gemara. That means Rav Chiya Bar Abba, is addressing the same case where you have big pieces on the table and you have little pieces on the table that's passed through Mubakar. And Rav Chiya Bar Abba said that don't make the bracha on the small pieces, because then you won't be able to be b'tseya at the end of the bracha. Make the bracha on the big pieces, so that you'll be able to be b'tseya b'sefer bracha, and that's his halacha. So now Rava said to Rav Chiya, what did you gain? What did you gain? If you b'tseya b'sefer bracha, so at the end of the day, after you finish being b'tseya, what do you have? You have small pieces. So at the end of the day, the bracha was chal on small pieces, not on big pieces. Bracha is chal on small pieces, not on big pieces. And then the Ritva asks, but the Lashon Rava was shleima. But Rav Chiya Bar Abba wasn't talking about a shleima, he was talking about big pieces and small pieces. If you're making the bracha at the end, then even if it was a shleima, it would be the same thing as small pieces. Alachas kama v'chama, that you're talking about big pieces. I think that's Pashup Shah. I haven't explained the real lumdus in our original question, I haven't explained the lumdus, but just the words of the Ritva, I think that's the pshat in the Ritva. That's very clear. It's a whole different Gemara now. So now we have to understand though, what's the lamdus rovas taina? Well, it says if you do the b'tzia at the end, you might as well not do b'tzia at all, because at the end of the day, you're stuck with small pieces. What's the comparison? But at least you did a ma'aseh b'tzia. At least if you cut the big pieces, you did a ma'aseh b'tzia. So right away, you see that in the mitzvah there's no such thing that you need to have a ma'aseh b'tzia. I think that's what we'll have to say. There's no such. What are the mitzvah in Pshat and Rovah? He says, if you're going to be betzei on those big pieces, it's the same thing as being the small pieces. Because at the end of the day, all you have is small pieces. Smuchuch. That there's no Rovah at least understood. And we'll say, I think it'll emerge for you also. There's no. We're not working with this concept of a ma'aseh b'tzia that we had in the Rosh. So why does Rav Chiya think that it's better, if there's no such thing as a ma'aseh b'tzia, so why does Rav Chiya think that it's better to be b'tzeya, it's better to make the bracha on the big pieces, so you should be able to be b'tzeya? And Rava says, no, that's not enough, you have to be b'tzeya after the bracha, so you should be left with big pieces. But again, what's the dialogue between Rav Chiya and Rava? Rav Chiya says, don't make the bracha on the small pieces, because it's small pieces. Make the bracha on the big pieces. You'll be mitzvah, b'tzeya for bracha, you'll have big pieces. And Rava says you're not going to have big pieces anyway. So make the mitzvah afterwards. So then you'll be left with big pieces. So l'chara, what's the big maila being left with big pieces? L'chara, the Ritva said at the beginning, that l'shnek doylem l'shnek tanim. If there's no shleimim, there's no maila to big pieces over small pieces. Unless that's good for the machlekes, maybe between Rav Chiya Barashi and Rav Chiya Barava. Rav Chiya Barashi thought once there's no shleima, there's no ma'alei to big pieces over small pieces. And Rav Chiya Bar Abba comes to say, no, you want to have big pieces. So don't make the bracha on the small pieces. Make the bracha on the big pieces. And make sure not to cut them till the end of the and cut them at the end of the bracha so that they'll stay big. And Rava says, it doesn't help. Because at the end of the day, by the time the bracha is finished, they're going to still be going to be small. And you want to make the bracha in big pieces. So make the bracha taka, make the betzia after the bracha entirely, so that at least the bracha will be chal in big pieces. The Lashon Ritva is not mashma that way, because the Lashon Ritva is that Rava's taina to Rav Chiya was not to get left with small pieces, but that you're going to be left with the pusa. That's the Lashon Gemara. Ki kakalya bracha pusa kakalya. What it should say is ki kakalya bracha aptisim tanim. You want to have a gadol. You're going to be left with the cotton. I think we're in the right direction. I think for sure we're in the right direction over here. That there's no, in the Ritva, there's no such thing as a din that you have to have a ma'aseh b'tzia loyal zayin adon. Rav Chiya Barashi starts off that since you don't have a shleima, you might as well make the bracha on the small pieces. Because gdolim tanim is all the same. And Rav Chiya Barashi says, no, you should make the bracha on the big pieces. Don't make the bracha on the little pieces, make the bracha on the big pieces. You'll be b'tzia at the end, but you make the bracha on the big pieces. Because there's some kind of maila in making the bracha on the big pieces. And Rava says, but if you say at the end of the bracha, you lose that milah. Because at the end of the day, now you have peace and time. So we could say, like I just said a second ago, that the issue over here is there a milah of gadol versus katan? Maybe Rav Chiya Barashi thought there's no milah of gadol at all. As long as you have a shlema, so it's all the same. It doesn't matter. And Rav Chiya Bar Ava comes to say, no, there's a milah of a gadol. So therefore, you should make the bracha on the gadolim. And be b'tzei at the end. And Rava says, doesn't help, because ki kakalya bracha pusa kakalya, should be b'tzei afterwards. But the l'shoinus of the Gemara are dochuk this way, because then it should say the word gadol, katan, like the important words here are missing. Instead I have different words, b'tzia, pusa, the wrong set of words. What was wrong with the words gadol and katan? Rav Chiya should say you should make the bracha on the gadol, so it'll be a gadol. And Rav says to him, it doesn't help because by the time you finish cutting it, it's going to be a cotton. Those words are missing over here. Said we have different words. Rav Chiya says, no, you have to make the bracha on the gadolim and the pisim gadolim because you have to be betseya b'gemara bracha. And Rav says it's not enough. At the end of the day, kika kalya bracha pusuka kalya. So therefore, you should be able to say after the bracha. So what do these words mean? But on the other hand, I don't want to. It can't be some kind of magic. You need a ma'aseh b'tzio, because then the whole dialogue between Rav and Rav Chiya doesn't make any sense. Rav says you might as well not be b'tzio at all if you're going to be b'tzio. B'tzio, why? At least you had a ma'aseh b'tzio. Yeah, man.
It seems clear in the lashon of the Ritva, both
Rav
Chiya bar Abba and Rav, that the din of having it be gadol is not about the chashivus of being gadol itself, only in that it facilitates being able to do a b'tzio. Beginning, he says, "Perish and b'tzio sapas helkach tisim gadolim de ifshar lemitzu adifi."
That's also true. He says the ma'ala p'tisim gadolim, right? The ma'ala p'tisim gadolim. He says Rav Chiya said you should do it on the p'tisim gadolim because you could be b'tzio them. So that already sounds like that there's some kind of ma'ala in the b'tzio. But then, so we're between a rock and a hard place. On the one hand, we have listed that sounds like all these lashonis sound like that Rav Chiya is coming from a place that he's looking for the mice for a mice of tzio. But on the other hand, Rav's response is you might as well do it in the p'tisim k'tanim because at the end of the day you can have p'tisim k'tanim. What are you talking about? P'tisim k'tanim, you can't be b'tzio. P'tisim k'tanim, at least you could be b'tzio. So you had a b'tzio. So we're back to all of that. Good there.
Further on this point, the Ritva uses Rashi's definition of what the whole case is going on here. And Rashi, on the sugya, the next Amud, reads the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. Within Rav Yochanan, there's no maila of gadol versus katan. And it seems to be moving.
Right, but I'm not so sure how Rav Mishuba the Ritva is to that, because the Ritva on Amud Beis, in that sugya, doesn't even quote Rashi's pshat. So I'm not so sure that he has to be within the straitjacket of Rashi's pshat. But I'll tell you, let me just be, Manny, just one last one, and then I want to say what I want to say. Yeah.
It seems like in Rava, that his attack on Rav Chiya bar Abba, it seems like Rav Chiya bar Abba holds that there is a din of b'tzio, but Rava holds that there's no din of b'tzio, but that it's the fact that the bread is able to have a b'tzio done upon it is an indication that it's more chashish. Rav basically quotes almost the same thing as the Ritva, but explicitly says that Rav holds that b'tzio is not, there's no din of like a b'tzio, but that b'tzio is an indication that the bread is chashish.
Let me see, because that's actually very helpful. If there's such a raw. I want to say along those lines. Where's the raw? They keep things here. He puts it, he says, Rava says to Rav Chiya, if you're doing the b'tzio at the end, so then what's the difference p'tisim gadolim, the efshar, since you say you do the b'tzio at the end of the bracha, so therefore, so what's the difference between p'tisim tanim, the lo efshar b'tzio, the p'tisim gadolim, the efshar b'tzio, the efshar l'mifsa, at the end of the day, what you're left with are prusas. So I think what's going on, both in the Ritva and the Rava, there was the Rebbe in the Ritva. I think what's going on is that they're learning. Not that there's a mile of we're talking about a mile in the bread, akin to the mile of shlema. But it's not that we're looking for a ma'aseh b'tzio. There's nothing. We don't need a ma'aseh b'tzio. But there's a mile in making the bracha on a bread that you could be b'tzio. The idea being, a bread that's large enough to be b'tzio is not a slice. A bread that's so small that you can't be b'tzio anymore, it's just a slice. It's a prusa. There's a mila in making a bracha on a, we need a word for it. They don't give us a word. So we're going to make up, we'll say, there's a mila to making a bracha on a, I want a word that won't imply a sholem, but it's more than a slice. Like a lechem or a kikar, but with the understanding that, not a whole kikar or a whole lechem, but it's a mother lechem. It's a mother lechem from which I cut off a slice. A bread that's large enough that you then cut up slices from it. That's more like that's a lechem. Whereas a bread that's already It's just a slice. And you can't say it any further. That's a slice. That's a pusa. And a bracha, there's a maila, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says, that there's a, Rav Chiya Bar Abba rather, Rav Chiya Bar Abba says, that there's a maila in making a bracha on a lechem and not on a pusa. And that's mamash, the shakta of Tari, the whole Gemara. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi at the very beginning said, once in the sholem, so leish nagot or leish nagot. Very Gishmak actually, the Lashon Ritvim, when he's explaining Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, is once there's no sholem, so then who cares if it's bigger or if it's small? It has a new resonance now. I mean, I'm not being wasted so much, but it has a new resonance. Meaning, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi holds, there's a mile of hashim, hashid, when we read the ritual before, he was saying, if there would have been hypothetically a sholem, then we would have to deal with the issue of sholem. But there's no sholem over here, so we don't have to deal with that issue. So once we have to deal with that issue, so we have to only deal with issues of betzia, and maybe Rav Chiya Bar Ashi doesn't care about betzia, so let's go to Losh Nekoton, and then Rav Chiya Bar Abba says, nobody needed betzia. The way, now it has a new resonance. The whole sugya is about the size of the bread that's optimal to make a bracha. So Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says, there's a concept of sholem, make a bracha on a sholem. But if you don't have a sholem, then half a bread, a slice, it's all the same thing. And that Rav Chiya Bar Abba comes and he says, No, even if you don't have a whole bread, but a bread that's more than a slice is better than a slice. So you have pisim doilim, that's more than a slice. You have pisim tanim, those are slices. They're too small to be betzeh anymore. So it's better to make the bracha on the pisim doilim and then slice them, rather than to make the bracha on the pisim tanim. This is a big rebach. Because anyway, we've established that lefi the Ritva, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi was talking to Rav Chiya Bar Abba. And Rav Chiya Bar Ashi was saying to and they were talking to each other. And Rav Chiya Bar Abba is saying to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, don't make the bracha on the ptisim tanim, make the bracha on the ptisim gdolim, because it's a gdolim are better. So why does he bring in Hilchus Ptiyah? Why did he bring in Hilchus Ptiyah? Why is he talking about Hilchus Ptiyah? So if Rav Chiya Bar Abba's reason was because you need a mice of Ptiyah, okay, fine. So that's why he's talking about Pesiyah. But we've already established in the Ritva. No, it's not because you need a Maisa Pesiyah. Just that he holds a Gdolim better than Tanim. Like we thought, maybe he holds a Maila to Gdolim. Maybe that's the debate. Is there a Maila to Gdol over Kotlin? So why talk about Pesiyah? Like, why do you bring Pesiyah into the discussion? He answered, no, Pesiyah is at the heart of the discussion, but not because there's a concept of a Maisa Pesiyah. Pesiyah is at the heart of the discussion because Pesiyah defines the difference between a large piece and a small piece. So Rav Chiya Bar Ashi at the very beginning said, if you don't have a Sholem, so big pieces and small pieces are all the same. And Rav Chiya Bar Abba said to him, no, it's not the same. A big piece, you could still slice. So you're making a bracha and then slicing it. So the bracha has a chashivus, that it was said on more than a slice. The bracha has a chashivus, that it was said on more than just a slice. You made the bracha and then you sliced it. So that's a mila in the bracha. Just like sholem is a mila, so I think there's another mila. Sholem is a mila, but under sholem is another mila. Not pruso. A piece that's big enough, and that was Lashon of the Ra, a piece that's big enough that you could be betzayit. That's a mila. You had to make the bracha on a piece that's big enough that you could be betzayit, and not on a piece that's so small that you can't be betzayit. That's Rav Chiya Bar, and that's why it's very important for this whole Gemara that Rav Chiya, the way the witch was learning it, that Rav Chiya Bar Ashi was talking to Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Because if Rav Chiya Bar Abba wasn't talking to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, then he could have been talking about a sholem. A sholem, of course, is a mile. Even Rav Chiya Bar Ashi agrees that a sholem is a mile. So it's muchach that he's not, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi was not talking about a sholem. He was talking about big pieces. And he was saying there's a mile in making a bracha on big pieces because if you make a bracha on a big piece, you could then be betzayit. And that's better. You made a bracha on a piece that you could then be betzayit. Comes along Rav and he says, you didn't get anything. Because when the bracha is chal, at the end of the bracha, at the end of the day, all you have is a prusa. So at the end of the day, the bracha is only being chal and a pusa. And you want the bracha to be chal and more than a pusa. Therefore, says Rav, if you want, I agree with you, Rav. Rav says to Rav Chiya, I agree with you that there's a mile in making the bracha on a big piece, on a piece that's more than a slice. But then don't slice it till the bracha is over. Because you want the bracha to be chal and more than a slice. So make the bracha first and then slice it. That way the bracha is chal and more than a slice. And the whole Gemara Mamash, the words of the Ritva are, you know, they once said to Rav Nachum that somebody once said to Rav Nachum of Pshat and the Rashi, said it goes very good into the words of Rashi. And the Rav Nachum said, I don't want the Pshat that goes into the words of Rashi. I want a Pshat that comes out of the words of Rashi. I think this mamash comes out of the words of the Ritva. Mamash, the words of the Ritva now are Me'irim. The whole sug is about this issue. It's about, he says, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says, if you don't have a shlema, so finished. You finish with all the milas. So what's the difference? Big pieces or small pieces? Slices, big pieces, they're all the same. Comes Rav Chiya Bar Abba, and he says to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, he says, no, I still think there's a ma'at, you should make the bracha on the pisim gdolim, because the pisim gdolim, you could be betzeya. So they're bigger. They're pieces that are so big that you could be betzeya them. Rather than making bracha on the pisim tarim that are so small that you can't be betzeya them. And they're also even more mafurish. Comes along Rav and he says, but at the end of the day, the bracha is chal on a pusa. So if you want to have that ma'ila, so make the taka be betzeya after the bracha. I don't want to start to go from left to right.
Is it inconceivable that you could break a bread into pieces that would further subdivide? It seems we're assuming that you can only break a bread once.
Oh, he says beferish. I mean, there's a piece of tisim gadolim can't be betzeh. A piece of gadolim can't be betzeh. That's what Furish in the
Torah. Then when Rava mentions a
sholem,
presumably you can
break
a
sholem
into
tisim
gadolim. So even if I broke the
sholem,
then I would still have...
Yeah, but I lose a mile of sholem. That's what Rava's Tainus says. Even a sholem, if you cut off a slice, so the bracha is on the slice of the smallest unit. The smallest unit is a slice. Tisim tanim is like a slice. I don't know the measurements. I don't know what it is. No. But whatever it is, the smallest unit is a pusa. Pusa, that's something that's observed afterwards to be said. So he says, Rav, even in a shlema, if you cut off a slice, then at the end of the day, you have a slice. And the bracha is being chal on a slice. You want the bracha to be chal on the whole thing.
Ritva di Ramaskal Ela Marava. So the end here explaining Rava, he says, Ela kol hichad ikab sisim gedolam ha-ru'in l'mitziya, mitzvah l'varech liyam, de mitzvah l'varech v'ach l'kach l'ivtzoa. Doesn't from that line it sound like that there's a special idea about being botzeya for a Rava?
But he said before, the gemar brocha ba'irin v'chashivus idapas. That's also, I think, Mamish, very mufurish. He says, "But say, Mevarach Achak, but say, the Gemar Bracha Ba'inin B'Chashivus of the Pas. The Gemar Bracha should be with the whole Chashivus. So Tisim Dalem have a Chashivus. What's the Chashivus? The Chashivus. It's Mamash before. We're not talking about Dinei B'Tzir. The Gemar Bracha would be in the Chashivus of the Pas, and the Chashivus is that it's a Bar Bitzua. Yeah, there it's a Mitzvah Levarach means that Din is you should be Mevarach. Because that's the halacha. But he says, beferish. He says, it couldn't be more beferish than that. The reason why you're mevarach v'achak chutzaya is that the gemar bracha is b'chashivus adepas. We're defining chashivus adepas means that it's a big piece that you could be b'chutzaya. Like it says in your also. So now, maybe it's important to stress the whole thing works because he's goris efchiyah barabba. Because if you're not Garis Rav Chiya Bar Abba, then we're talking about Rav Chiya, who's three generations before Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. So Rav Chiya was, who says Rav Chiya was talking about Pisim Dalim and Tanim? You could be talking about a Shlema. And you've been saying a Shlema at the end, so you have the Mile of Shlema at the very end. So the Gemar Bracha is on a Shlema. What does that have to do with Rav Chiya? Where would we even see the Rav Chiya? According to this Mahalach in the Gemara, if Rav Chiya would be Rav Chiya, not Rav Chiya Bar Abba, then Rav Chiya says that when you have a shlema, you should cut it at the end so that the bracha is on a shlema. What does it do with Rav Chiya Rashi? Rav Chiya Rashi also agrees that a shlema is a maila. But here we're talking about where there is no shlema. It's only gdolim gtanim, and he says gdolim are the same as tanim. So the whole pshat would break down. The whole pshat works because he's gdolim Rav Chiya Bar Abba. You see, beferish. And therefore, he learns that Rav Chiya Bar Abba was talking to Rav Chiya Rashi. We saw them shlemus the Ritva very clearly. He's learning that Rav Chiya Bar Abba is talking about the same case as Rav Chiya Rashi. He's saying to make a bracha on the pisim gdolim, not on the pisim tanim. Shleima lav dafka, because Rav Chiya Bar Abba is not talking about shleima. And Rav Chiya Bar Abba is mechadish, that just like there's a mila of making a bracha on a shleima, there's a mila making a bracha on a more than a prusa, a piece that's so big that you could be pirated, you could say it further into a prusa. And Rav says, yeah, I agree, but then mevarach v'achakach would say, agav urcha yesh l'ayim. Also, let me just make me go for that. Yeah, Manny, you want to say?
I just want to clarify, what does Rav Chiya Bar Abba's have mean that there's a maila of guzzle, but it's gone by the time the bracha finishes. Does he hold that the milah is still there even if by the time the bracha finishes?
If this is the malach in the Gemara, so Rav Chiya bar Abba apparently holds that if I made the bracha, and I didn't finish the cutting till simultaneous with the end of the bracha, it's called that I made the bracha on a non batsua. It's called that I made a bracha on tisum del and a choshev pas. You know, this is not true because at the end of the day, it ain't over till the fat lady sings it. It's over when it's over. So, but when the bracha is over, it's already prusim. Yeah, and Rav Chiya bar Abba thinks that way. Rav Chiya bar Abba thinks that it's as long as the betziah is at the end of the bracha with the conclusion of the bracha, it's called that the bracha was on the chashuv piece. It's called that the bracha was on the lechem, not on the pusa. That I could live with, but Adayin Yesh Lishoil, why dafka do it that way? Why not be betziah? Like, what do you lose by being betziah afterwards? Like, what's the mile of being betziah b'shas the bracha? Okay, it works, but it would work just as well if you would say afterwards. Like Rav Chiya bar Abba sounds like you should dafka be sorek shetich lebrocha. He's not saying you are allowed to do it this way. It sounds like he's saying it's preferable to do it this way. You know, Bishlamothi said like the lerosh is in the ma'aseh b'tzio. So maybe that's the mahalach. The earlier mahalach we said in Taisus, that's part of the matbei of the brocha that it should be with the b'tzio. So maybe it's even better. It should be simultaneous with the brocha. But lefida what's emerging now in the Ritva. And we'll see in a minute. There could be pshat and taisus also along these lines. So lefi this. So then, why does Rav Chiya bar Abba recommend being betzeya begemara bracha? Okay, it's good, but it would be just as good to do it after the bracha. So I think the pshat answer is yeah. So the pshat. What's the pshat? The most pshat answer.
Hesachadas.
That any betzeya that you don't need is a hesachadas. And I think maybe it's very geschmack that this is where the Rishonim are coming from, Tosfos on top of Amud Beis, that they have this issue that if you cut the bread more than you have to after the bracha is a hezachadas, and therefore Tosfos recommends that when you should start cutting before you finish the bracha, but leave enough so that if you hold the bread it doesn't fall apart. Like if you can hold the bread by one end, let's say you're cutting it in the middle, so you don't cut down so far that if you pick the bread up from one side, the other side will fall off, because then it's called that you cut it open. But you should cut something as much as you can that the bread still has its structural integrity, so that it shouldn't be a hesachadas. Where'd they get it from? They got it from Rav Chiya bar Abba, because Rav Chiya bar Abba says that you should be betzeya at the end of the bracha. Don't be betzeya after the bracha, because that'll be a hesachadas. You should be betzeya simultaneous with the end of the bracha, so as to avoid a hesachadas, and you'll still have the milah of it being a big piece because you finish the psiyah together with the gemara bracha. And Rava says no, it doesn't work, because at the end of the bracha it's already a pusa, so therefore you have to say after the bracha. Says Tosfos, but you still see the idea that we're worried about hesachadas. So even if you Rava that you're saying after the bracha, but only as much as you need, that it should be called that it was kalya, that it wasn't kalya bracha pusa. But I should cut as much as I can, that it should not yet be called the pusa, so that I should minimize the hesachadas as much as I can. So not that Hashem made up this concept of hesachadas; it's built into the way the Ritva was learning Gemara. It's built into the shakti v'tayyab between Rav and Rav Chiya bar Abba.
I think Ritva later on by the Machlokes of Yochanan Funa.
Yes.
So he says, describing why Rav Yochanan says it's a mitzvah min hamukar. He says that Ritva has his own shita that it's
mikra v'hani also.
And then he says that it's a tircha kokach v'tzia, that the reason why it's better to do it on the shalom and not on the peace one is because you can do it.
The other way, not on the peace one, not on the shalom. It's better to do it on the piece than not on the sholem, because it's mikra behind the yos, you don't have to cut through the crust.
No, but for Rav Yochanan, who says shlema mitzvah mivchar, says because it's a tircha if you do it on the pieces and not on the sholem. If you do it on the sholem, there's no tircha for the tzia.
How does that make sense? No, it means the lekatir. It means the other way around. Rav Huna says you should make the bracha on the ptisim because it's mikravan ayasa, because you don't have to cut through the hard crust until it becomes chaviv. So you should make the bracha on that. And Rav Yochanan says, no, you should make the bracha on shalom, because shalom odif, and the ticha is not such a big ticha that you should countervail that.
Exactly. Meaning it goes very well with what we said. Meaning it shows that had it not been a shalim, that we would have made the bracha on the psisim, meaning there is no tzia to do it. It's very hard to do it. That's big. I think it goes very well with what we're saying in this jishita of the ritual.
No, there's no mice of tzia over here. The issue is, what's better? So Rav Yochanan says it's better to make a bracha on a shalem, and we have. And Rav Papa said we bracha la ptisim, because the ptisim it's better not to have to do the tzia, because it's more chaviv. You don't have to do a tzia. Like kids, they don't like hard. They don't like the crust. You don't do. Rav Papa held if you have a crust that you have to get through, that's a whole asik. It's more chaviv if you have a bread that's only have the soft part, so you can just get into the soft part. You don't have to cut through the crust. Not like our Gemara, because our Gemara says it's a mile to make a bracha on a big piece that you that's a barb, it's a barb seal. Maybe not. Maybe he's talking about tisim that are big tisim that you could cut. So it's a big piece that you could cut, but if it's open, you can just grab it with your hand. I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. Is it published? Does he still with our Gemara or not? So now,
When you were talking about Farish with Chiyavar Abba, so it says Perish in Betiyas Hapas, Hilkach, Psisim Gdolim, the actual Mitzvah, Behu Adife. It's the feeder way that we're saying that with Chiyavar Abba, the Psisim Gdolim is as Esam Shita, not a corollary of the Shita.
Think of Chiyavar Abba, Perish in Betiyas Hapas, Hilkach, Psisim Gdolim, the actual Mitzvah, Behu Adife. Psisim Gdolim that are large enough that you could be Mitzvah them are better. Because since you see this out, since by piecing Dailim you're supposed to make the bracha at the end of the psia, because you want the bracha to be chal on a large piece that you could be b'tzeah, you don't want to make the bracha on the prusa, you want to make the bracha on the pre-prusa. So then avad is better to make the bracha on piecing Dailim, not on piecing Dailim, where you're not going to be able, where you can only make a bracha on the prusa.
So
when he says Pirish
in
Betzias, what's the Hilkach building off of? That is building off the Betzias HaPas. Yeah, but I think what we're saying, what it means is, since Rav Chiyavar Abba says you should be Betzeah the Petisim Gdolim at the end of the Bracha, you need Shach the Shatikla Bracha in Betzias HaPas. Im b'tzias pas means the word pas means b'tzias pas. So shor shetich lebracha im pas. The bracha should end with the b'tzias pas. Why? So that the bracha will be on the pas, on the large pas, on the pas that's a whole lechem, not merely a slice. And therefore it follows that p'tisim gdolim that are large enough that you could be b'tzayin them are better, because then you can make the bracha on the more than the slice. But ptisim gdolim, you can only make a bracha on a slice anyway. So it's better to make the bracha. It's not so I should be able to have a ma'aseh b'tzia. It's so that I should be able to make a bracha on a piece that's larger than a prusa. So now, maybe this could be shot in places too. Maybe this could be shot in places also. Al derech zeh. I mean, with slight modifications. What did Taisa say? Taisa said, "Rav Chiya Barashi, we're talking about there's a shleima. It's not like the Ritva. The Ritva learns there's no shleima, but the Taisa learns there is a shleima. But Rav Chiya Barashi held that you nonetheless you make the bracha on the ptisim, on the pasasnuma, because chaviv is better. So comes along the Marisa and says, "Pliga the Rav Chiya, because Rav Chiya says that you make the torach shetich lebracha on the pas, that you make the bracha on the torach shetich lebracha on the pas." So we had a question, where do you see this pliga de Rav Chiya? He's talking about a different case. Maybe Rav Chiya is talking about a shalom. Like, where do you see that a pliga de Rav Chiya? The answer is maybe Tosfos held like the Ritva, that Rav Chiya is not Rav Chiya, it's Rav Chiya Bar Abba. And Rav Chiya Bar Abba was talking to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. Yeah.
Tosfos himself says Rav Chiya.
But maybe, yeah, he says Rav Chiya. It's true.
Bechia is way before Rava. How would Rava be able to argue on a Bechia? Anyways, it has to be. It can't be a Bechia.
Yeah, but some Rishonim learned that Rava is coming from the Rif is Mashma, the Rava is coming from the Farish of Bechia. It could be that Nukud itself, the Rivet speaks out that it's like a Tustanim, is Rav Chiyah coming to Mefar Shav Chiyah, or is he coming to be arguing on Rav Chiyah? It's not Mamish Muchach, but it could be dependent on if it's Rav Chiyah or Rav Chiyah by Abba. If it's Rav Chiyah, more Mestaba, the Rav is not coming to argue, he's just coming to Mefarash. If it's Rav Chiyah by Abba, it's not so Muchach that he's coming to be, and then it's easier to hear that he's coming to be Chaylah. They're not Muchach, but. But I'll compare him, yeah.
In the Yerushalmi also, the book quotes the next page, yeah. It quotes Rav Chiyah as something really different as the sheet of the Yerushalmi, which is cholik al the Bavli according to everybody.
Right.
So the chol, it's not, maybe the chol.
But it's Tani Rav Chiyah. That's Mashmach Rav Chiyah, the Tana also. Tani Rav Chiyah. Is the Rish for being the Yerushalmi?
The Rish for quotes the Yerushalmi.
Tani Rav Chiyah. Okay. But it's not the same as Rav Chiyah, but in the ritual we know this, that the Agamah is Rav Chiyah Barabbah. He says it twice, and it's Mukhah from the whole thing. So in the Chami, the Shami is Rav Chiyah, and here is Rav Chiyah Barabbah. At the end of the rule. He says.
Right, I'm saying, I think that's good for us, because the Rav Chiyah and the Rav Shami should be different than the Rav Chiyah by us. Even though
Tosafot
says
Rav Chiyah, I don't think he means Rav Chiyah the Tana. Yeah. Yeah. Again, I don't know how much Tiyad Dachuk, not a but we could say that Tosafot also goes, that it's Rav Chiyah Bar Abba, and that Rav Chiyah is talking to Rav Chiyah Barashi. And he's talking about this case. That's the big rebel. You see in the Ritva that it's not some pre existing Rav Chiyah. It's a dialogue between Rav Chiyah Barashi and Rav Chiyah. And then it has to be Rav Chiyah Barabbah, obviously, it can't be Rav Chiyah. So Tosafot also learned that way. So then our kasha goes away. Our kasha was, how does Gemara know that Rav Chiyah argues that if Rav Chiyah Barashi is just saying that Chaviv is better than Sholem, so how do you know that Rav Chiyah argues on that? So we had a whole mahalach, because Rav Chiyah is being mechadish, a new thing, you need a Maisa B'tziyah, and if you need a Maisa B'tziyah, that Abad is more than Chaviv, like going back to the 2 days ago. That was the mahalach in Tosafot. Again, the problem with Tosafot is, Taisus is Pshat and Rav Chiyah Bar Ashi, that even though you have a Sholem, but Chaviv Adif. And then the Gemara says, Pligat Rav Chiyah. Where do you see Pligat Rav Chiyah? Rav Chiyah says, you've been saying a Sefer Bracha. Yeah, you've been saying a Sefer Bracha. When you don't have a Chaviv, you have one bread, you've been saying a Sefer Bracha. But if you have two breads and one is Chaviv, then you make the Bracha on the Chaviv, because Chaviv is best. So where do you see a Machalikas? So we said a Mahalach, that Rav Chiyah is being Mechadish, a new thing, that you need a Maisa B'tziyah. And if you need a Maisa B'tziyah, so that Avada overrides all other kinds of Kedimas and Brachas, and that would override Chaviv, that was Pashat to the Gemara. So therefore, Rav Chiyah Barashi didn't have the concept of Tziyah. So just Dinei Kedim and Brachas, Chaviv is more than Sholem. But Rav Chiyah is Mechadish, a new thing, you need a Maisa B'tziyah. A Maisa B'tziyah, so that's overrides. Then we had a problem with how do you understand, then what's Rav's attack? Rav says to Rav Chiyah, being Betzei at the end of the Bracha is the same thing as being Betzei on its Numa. What's the comparison? Betzei on its Numa, it's not a Maisa B'tziyah. Here at least they have a Maisa B'tziyah. So we have Mahalach with the Rif, maybe Rav Chiyah, maybe Rav is a whole new departure. But now we can tell, we can go back and we can learn Taisus way much simpler. Much simpler. Taisus, nothing to do with Maisa B'tziyah. We'll learn Mamish al-Derech the Ritva. With this slight emendation that by the Ritva we're talking about big slices and little slices. Taisus is talking about a Shlema and pieces. But Taisus, but there's a mile of Chaviv. So Taisus looks like this. Rav Chiyah Barashi says, you have a Shlema and you have Chaviv. So Chaviv Adif, or Chaviv is at least just as good. So you can make the bracha on the Petisim, and it's not a problem. You have a Shlema, but you have a Chaviv too. So Chaviv, more than Shlema. Says in the Rav Chiyah. Because Rav Chiyah said, on that same case, Rav Chiyah said, no, you don't make the bracha on the Chaviv. You don't make the bracha on the Petisim, even though they're Chaviv. You make the bracha on the Shlema. And you would say at the end, let's just say Shlema. And that's more than Chaviv. To which Rav says, what did you gain? But if you slice it at the end, so at the end of the day, all you have is you lose the mile of Sholem anyway. So Mavarach V'Yachakach would say, Mam, it's the whole thing al-derech the Ritva. Then it's in the Lashon, Taisus Lashon is there, Rav Chiyah holds, that Sholem is Shlema Odif, the last line of Taisus. Rav Chiyah holds Shlema Odif. the way we learned 2 days ago, really, it's a little bit dochet to lashon. The fact that he holds a shleim adif, he holds you need a ma'aseh b'siyah. At the end of the world, they say you need a ma'aseh b'siyah, therefore shleim adif. But if we're going to learn Taisus and moral derech the ritva, a much simpler pshat. So then, it's mamash shleim adif. The machlekes is what's better, shleim or chaviv. Because we can learn in Taisus, it's mamash a very simple machlekes between a conventional machlekes between Rav Chiya Bar Ashi versus Rav Chiya. We'll have to say it's Rav Chiya Bar Abba or some other amayor Rav Chiya. That's not, it's not the Tana Rav Chiya. It's not the, you know, the first in the Tana slash amayor Rav Chiya, but it's a lesser Rav Chiya. And it's a machlekes. What's up with chaviv v'shalom? Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says chaviv adif. So you make the bracha and the pasuk of Bekar. And Rav Chiya Bar Abba, he says shleima adif. So you don't make the bracha on the b'sisim because they're not shleima. Make the bracha on the shleima and make sure that it stays the shleima. So don't make the b'sisim till the end. Don't make the b'sisim afterwards. It's esach hadas, but make the b'sisim at the end so that it preserves the ma'ala of shalom. And Rava says to him, you're botching up the ma'ala of shalom. You can see after the bracha that you have the ma'ala of shalom all the way. Otherwise, you might as well make the bracha on the tzumah. This is already not complicated. We're able to learn the tesis like the lowest, the simplest pattern tesis. And the whole objection to that pshat was, who says Rav Chiya is talking about a case where you have a chaviv? Because what you see in the ritva that the Rishonim will learn, that Rav Chiya was talking to Rav Chiya Barabba. So very good, you can say the same thing in tesis. We obviate the need for the fancier of shot. Okay, I think we'll stop here. If you want to take a look, I don't know if I'll do it this year, but if you want to take a look at the Ravid and the Hasogas and the Balamar, I think the Ravid is Aderech Levitva. Just as a Mariam Machum of the Rai is Alderech the Rishon. Okay, next tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. I'm not sure if I'll talk some more about the Rif. Otherwise, I want to direct it to the next one.